We're in Simen Shin Aleph. We're up to Sif Lamites, and we'll be doing Lamites and Mem. Lamites Kilo, Pirish, Uriah Ke'en Ohel. This is a piece of material that's made as a canopy. Sheyesh Bo Ritzuis, and it's got strings or straps. Shemotchim Oso Behem, you go and you pull the straps, and that closes it, and then you can actually wear it. Mutter Lisate Bo Velotzis Lushus Harabim, you're allowed to wear that in the street. Ve'en HaRitzuis Chashuvis Kemasui, Shemavutolos Agaba. This Ikar Halacha is not a canopy. Today we don't usually wear canopies. This Halacha is simply saying that if you have straps that are meant to be pulled to hold the beged closed, even though once you close it, the straps are hanging on the floor, they are buckled to the beged and there's no problem of hotzah. The same thing goes for a belt that actually has little strings, fringes hanging down from it. They are buckled to the belt and there's no problem. Whereas, some people had these strings coming out of a belt where one side of it was meant to go into your shoes. We don't have this minhag anyway, and even in those days, that wasn't necessary. What happens if there's silk? Chashivi. The strings are too chashiv. So if you have silk strings coming out of it, it's too chashiv. V'lo batli v'oser. Unless they are functional. What happens if you have hooks on two sides to close the beged? One side fell off. You're now left with a half a hook that doesn't do anything. Why are you carrying it? Because you're waiting to sew on the other one, and then this will be functional. So you're not wearing it for the sake of wearing it. You're wearing it in order that you have it with you. You have it on the beged, so you'll be able to repair it in the future. That would be considered choshev, not bottled to the beged, and it's called hotzah. Ve'enu choshev mutter lotzizbo. So ve'enu mutter lotzizbo, v'im choshev wasa lotzizbo. It depends if it's a davar choshev. For example, a some kind of hook that's choshev and it's not bottled to the beged, and you're carrying it b'chavona, so that you'll be able to go and connect it in the future. And if not, a lemaisa, the Magen Avraham holds that even if it's not choshev, the fact that you want to save it in order to use the other side of it, in order to connect it on the other side, that in itself is makes it clear that it's choshev and it's not bottled to the beged. Now, with regard to decorations on clothing, even if they're made of gold and silver and they're choshev, since they're decorative, they are buttled to the beged. So you can have a trademark, you can have a label if that's a normal thing to have to show that this beged is choshev. All of that would be mutter and would be buttled to the beged. Sif mem is not a carrying problem. It's taking us to the halachas of ohel. To be mahil is part it's a told of binyan. Kovashu mispashet la'alom miroshel tefach, a hat that protrudes a tefach beyond your head. Osur lanicho barosha afilo babayis mishum ohel, even indoors, you're not allowed to wear it because of ohel. So lamaisa, we're talking about, it's made of a strong material, it's stiff, it's not something that falls down. And it was made lohogain, which means it was made to keep the sun out. So if you've got a hat that has an especially wide brim as a sun hat, that would be a problem, whereas if that is not as kavan, if it's just the style to have a wide brim, there the Mishnah Berurah is makel. Also, if it comes down on a slant, an oil meshupa, there he's makel also. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings El Yerabah, who says that there are those who rely on Shitas Rashi, that a hat will never have the halacha of an ohel. The Mishnah Berurah brings a minig of not putting the talus over a hat on Shabbos. He doesn't like it so much because he says from that minig it became a minig that some people just don't cover their heads with the talus on Shabbos even when they're supposed to.